Yeah, I think it has been debated, and I think it needs to be debated. My sense is that it can be passed out of the House. I'm unclear of what might happen in the Senate, but I believe that we have to have Medicaid expansion. We're, as you know, one of 12 states that hasn't done so. Now, over those years, we've learned a lot from those states so that any mistakes that might have been made, we can fix. And I might also say that none of those 38 states has since exited the program. So that must mean something's going right. And, you know, one of the things people really don't think about is when you yourself or take a loved one into the hospital, you expect to get cared for properly. And many don't realize that our larger hospitals are really in financial stress. And it's not only them, but these larger hospitals also support multiple small hospitals and clinics. And 76 of these clinics across the state of Kansas have either closed or are facing closure, and nobody wants that. And, you know, there's signs when you go up to our hospital that says we serve everyone regardless of insurance coverage. So that money has to come from somewhere. And I would just say for people that worry is that the threshold, for example, for a family of three who has an income less than $8,300 per year, I mean, how can you deny that they need help? And that encompasses about 150,000 Kansas. And, you know, the cost is minimal for us, and the impact is very high in my estimation. The federal government currently pays 90% of the cost. That's some people's worry that maybe they won't continue to do that, but I'm not sure that there's a program where they've ever cut back on that's health-related. And that means for the state of Kansas, about $650 million a year. So since 2014, when we had the opportunity to sign on, we've lost $5.2 billion. And I think the experience in other states also shows that the insurance everybody in that catchment area has gone down by average of 7%. So it really benefits a much larger population than 150,000.
Well, you know, I might just follow up on that. Do you think there's more of a sense of urgency to get something done on Medicaid expansion, given the inflation that we're seeing and how much it's costing even, you know, people who already are on fixed incomes to... You know, they got higher grocery bills, higher gas prices, and, you know, you add that on top of that. Is that more of a sense of urgency to get something done now on the legislature's part?
Yeah, I think that's certainly part of it. But, you know, some of these things, it's like banging your head against the wall. People have been asking for this for so long and in such great numbers that it's undeniable. I'm just not sure what argument people make to say, geez, we don't want to do this. So, yeah, I think adding that to the mix certainly makes a stronger case.